In a world where the moon has been colonized and fairy tales blend with futuristic technology, Princess Winter stands apart. Despite being the stepdaughter of the tyrannical Queen Lavanna of Luna, Winter refuses to use her genetic gift to manipulate others' minds, a moral choice that causes her to suffer increasingly severe hallucinations. Her face, marked by three distinct scars, only enhances her legendary beauty, making her beloved among Luna's citizens, who see in her a rare combination of genuine kindness in a world built on manipulation and deception. Meanwhile, Lynn Cinder, a cyborg mechanic revealed to be Princess Selene, Luna's rightful heir, leads a diverse band of revolutionaries toward Luna with an ambitious plan: infiltrate Luna's heavily guarded society, spark a revolution among the oppressed sectors, and depose Queen Lavanna before her marriage to Emperor Kai can cement her power over both Luna and Earth. As these two extraordinary women's paths converge, they'll challenge a society where breathtaking beauty conceals unspeakable horrors. Luna embodies a striking paradox: breathtaking beauty concealing systematic cruelty. The capital, Artemisia, gleams with otherworldly splendor, its architecture defying Earth's limitations. Yet this magnificence masks a rigid hierarchy, where citizens bear sector designations tattooed on their skin, marking them as crown property. This contrast becomes evident when Winter witnesses a father condemned for attempting to rescue his Shell son, a child born without lunar gifts. While the public believes Shells are euthanized for society's good, these children are actually kept alive in secret facilities, their blood harvested to create antidotes for the Leptomycosis plague ravaging Earth. Beneath Luna's gleaming surface, dissent grows in labyrinthine tunnels. Graffiti denounces Lavanna's rule, while shadowed conversations whisper of change. This world serves as both setting and metaphor. A society whose beautiful exterior conceals internal rot, primed for transformation, perfectly reflecting Lavanna herself, who maintains an illusion of beauty while hiding her scarred face. Winter secretly visits her childhood friend Jason in the dungeons after his punishment for perceived disloyalty, while Cinder and her revolutionaries approach Luna aboard their stolen vessel. This crew has transformed from fugitives to a formidable team: Emperor Kai, kidnapped to prevent his marriage to Lavanna; Wolf, a genetically enhanced soldier with shifted loyalties; Kress, a brilliant hacker; and Iko, Cinder's android companion whose personality exceeds her programming. Their plan requires separation. Kai returns to maintain the wedding charade, while Cinder infiltrates Luna's outer sectors seeking support. In Luna's menagerie, Scarlet endures life as a human exhibit until meeting Princess Winter. Despite their differences, a practical Earth farmer and a mentally fragile lunar princess, they form a crucial alliance, especially when Lavanna orders Jason to eliminate Winter. Through these storylines, we witness Luna's complexity from multiple angles: the opulent but poisonous court through Kai, the harsh outer sectors through Cinder's group, and cross-class connections through Scarlet and Winter. Each group navigates unique challenges as their paths converge toward revolution. Winter's core question examines what happens when one possesses extraordinary power, exemplified by Winter and Lavanna's opposing approaches to their lunar gift. Winter refuses to use her gift despite suffering hallucinations and mental deterioration as a consequence. "I would rather destroy myself," she tells Scarlet, "than become someone who would destroy others." Her stance represents a moral rejection of manipulation. Queen Lavanna, however, constantly uses her power, maintaining an illusion of beauty to hide burn scars inflicted by Cinder's mother when she was six. Her cruelty partly stems from this childhood trauma, adding depth to her villainy. This theme extends beyond these women. Wolf is forcibly transformed into something monstrous. Cinder wrestles with when controlling others is justified for revolution. Kai threatens to bomb Artemisia to protect Earth's delegates. Through these examples, we're challenged to consider not just whether power corrupts, but how characters respond to having or lacking it. When is manipulation justified? What moral lines shouldn't be crossed? Don't become like the queen in her court. Don't kill them. This captures Cinder's central struggle, how to overthrow tyranny without becoming tyrannical herself. After broadcasting her identity as Princess Selene and calling for revolution, she prevents citizens from executing a guard, refusing to mirror the Vana's cruelty. Yet revolution inevitably brings bloodshed. When Thaumaturge Aemory executes Wolf's mother for harboring revolutionaries, her death becomes a rallying cry across Luna. The cost extends beyond lives lost. Winter suffers a breakdown after using her gift to save Jacen, comparing herself to a killer, a predator. This portrayal of revolution avoids both romanticization and cynicism. Characters make difficult choices, sometimes crossing moral boundaries, questioning whether ends justify means. Through their struggles emerges a vision of a better society built on choice rather than control, cooperation rather than manipulation. This reflects the eternal challenge of meaningful change. How do we dismantle oppressive systems without adopting their methods? How do we balance the urgent need for justice with building something truly different? You're still you. With these words, Scarlet affirms Wolf's humanity despite his bestial appearance. Throughout Winter, characters discover that true identity transcends physical form and social position. Cinder evolves from a shamed cyborg to revolutionary leader. Initially hiding her mechanical parts, she gradually embraces both her cybernetic nature and lunar heritage. When confronting Lavanna, her once shameful metal hand gleams proudly as a symbol of strength. Wolf's transformation is both physically dramatic and psychologically devastating. Scientists reshape his body with protruding jaw, enlarged teeth, and paw-like feet. His struggle becomes a powerful metaphor for identity versus perception. When he tells Scarlet, "I'm dangerous," her acceptance affirms his core identity remains unchanged. Iko's journey proves equally compelling. Though merely an android, she develops genuine emotions and deep attachments, willing to sacrifice herself for others. Through her, we consider whether personhood might be less about biological composition and more about connection, growth, and sacrifice. And they all lived happily to the end of their days. This line feels earned because these characters have fought, suffered, and transformed. Their happiness comes not from magic, but from their courage, sacrifice, and love. Winter reimagines happily ever after as an ongoing process. Cinder plans a republic with elected officials. Thorn distributes letimosis antidotes. Winter becomes Luna's first ambassador to Earth with Jacen beside her. These aren't endings, but beginnings. Characters building a better world. Throughout the story, characters choose between accepting assigned roles and forging their own paths. Winter refuses her lunar gift despite the cost. Cinder embraces her heritage to free Luna. Wolf fights against his programming. Even Lavanna's villainy stems from choosing control over connection. Meyer's retelling differs from traditional fairy tales, where fates seem predetermined. The revolution succeeds through countless individual choices to fight for a better future. Winter honors fairy tale traditions while reimagining them for a world where happily ever after requires ongoing work. Isn't that the most powerful fairy tale? That we can choose our own stories and together write a better ending.